Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I was walking down the street one day. A man came up.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Check it out and use it to your advantage. Learn more about the age of the customer. I promise you, you'll benefit from that, and I hope you'll buy the book. And you can buy it in e-form or in hardback. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Biabianco. He is, folks, we're so lucky to have Steve available to us. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the director of NetChoice.org. And Steve is also a member of ICANN, the organization that's in charge of the top domains of the Internet that we were talking about in the last segment. Steve, you're leaving in a couple of days to go to Singapore for a 10-day meeting of ICANN. And folks, that tells you about his credential and why we're fortunate to have him here. He's not just some talking head out there. This guy's he's a stakeholder, and he's a stakeholder for you and me. He's our representative. Out here on Main Street, he's our representative at these events, at these hearings. Steve, as in the last segment, we pointed out that the Department of Commerce, U.S. Department of Commerce, has had the ultimate control over ICANN, over the top domain names and the governance of the Internet. They contracted that to ICANN. Now the government is going to the Obama administration, you say, Steve, has basically decided to cut the connection between the U.S. government and Internet governance. Is that right?
That's right, Jim. It was inevitable that sooner or later the U.S. would relinquish this unique role. But you have to question the timing. Why now? And you have to ask the question, well, how is it going to happen? There's a year and a half until that contract expires. And what the Commerce Department and administration said last Friday was that at the end of that contract, which is September of 2015, they're going to let go of it. So they've turned to ICANN, this group that we keep talking about, to design the replacement for the accountability mechanism that the U.S. has held since the beginning of the Internet days. And that's why I'm heading off to Singapore tomorrow to start working on that. And it will take us a while. And the real challenge before us is, how do we replace the role that was historically played by the U.S.? Because the administration has really effectively used the contractual leverage that it has over ICANN to pressure ICANN on key issues that are important to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Things like accountability and security.
Mm-hmm.
Just in 2012, the administration really used its leverage to get ICANN to raise its game there. And then just last month, our Commerce Department really pressured ICANN to ensure that these new top-level domains in regulated professions, like the .lawyer domain names and .accountant domain names, right? So if Jim Blasingame .lawyer is a domain name that's available on the web in the next couple of months, ICANN needs to ensure that Jim Blasingame actually is a lawyer.
Right.
Because people will rely upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our government used the contractual leverage to pressure ICANN on that, and that's one of the things we'll be discussing in Singapore. My question, though, is when the administration lets go and just drops that leverage, how do we replace
it? Yeah, how do we...
That's right.
Who will set the standards, and what good actor will step forward to set the standards? But Steve, what you pointed out in an article that you wrote recently, and probably some testimony you've done before Congress, is the government is turning this loose to an entity that doesn't even exist yet.
Well, it probably is just simply handing it to ICANN. And that therein lies my biggest concern, because to simply give it to ICANN so that ICANN is accountable to itself and, well, to the world, as they like to say,
right,
that's like being accountable to nobody at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because with such a plethora of voices around the world, there will be folks who don't think that you have to be a lawyer to register in .lawyer.
Right, because ICANN is just a nonprofit corporation, isn't it?
That's right, and it will try to stir the pot.
Talk
and figure
about
out
the power.
Where the
look at the power. I mean, we call the president of the United States the most powerful man in the world, powerful job in the world, but after this, Steve, it could be, you could say that within a few years, the leader of ICANN could be the most powerful person in the world.
Look, we have a year and a half, so our Commerce Department has been very responsible in the past. So my hope is that in the next year and a half, they'll assist us in raising the bar so that when ICANN gets full control with no leverage, that there's some mechanisms in there to pull it back if they completely screw things up. If they try to yank ICANN out of any legal presence here, even though there are so many companies with U.S. legal presence that have contracts with ICANN. That's an example. If they fail to uphold the security and stability of the Internet, if they fail to enforce these contracts on things like .lawyer and .accountant, we've got to have a way to discipline or pull it back at some point. And we've got a year and a half to design that mechanism.
What I'm concerned about, though, Steve, is that that mechanism is going to come from the UN, which will try to horn its way into control of that to replace the U.S. government, the Commerce Department, in that role. And I mean, if the UN gets control of the Internet, Steve, we're in big trouble.
Jim, they've coveted that role openly. And the Commerce Department on Friday announced this. They said, we'll reject any transition plan as we let go of this contract that would leave ICANN accountable to global governments or an intergovernmental organization
good.
Like the
all
U.S.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. That's only good until September of 2015.
Uh-huh.
So if we turn things over to ICANN, there is actually nothing to prevent the U.N.
Right.
and governments from then after that acting to exert a greater amount of influence on ICANN. So you lose the UN, and you can't protect them.
Folks, here's an example. The United Nations Security Council is the council that looks over human rights and that sort of thing. Let me read the names of the people they have, the countries they have in that council. Nigeria, Republic of Korea, Rwanda, Chile, Australia, Argentina. Those are countries in there. The United States is not there. It's not even listed in the human rights list, the United States Security Council. So this is something very dangerous. The United Nations getting into ICANN is something we have to worry about. When we come back, Steve has got an idea for how this could get fixed, how we could come out with a good result after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.